Aisha, what are you looking at? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِنَاظِرٍ إِلَيْهِ. I don't know what you are looking at, but let me tell you this much, Allah is not looking at you. مِمَّدَاكَ. Why, oh my father Abu Bakr? Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه says, أَمَا تَعْلَمِينَ أَنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا دَخَلَهُ الْعُجْبُ بِزِينَةِ الدُّنْيَا مَقَتَهُ رَبُّهُ حَتَّى يُفَارِقَ تِلْكَ الزِّينَةَ. Don't you know when pride comes into a person on any material thing, then Allah announces his displeasure and Allah disassociates himself with whoever that person is. مَقَتَهُ رَبُّهُ حَتَّى يُفَارِقَ تِلْكَ الزِّينَةَ, until he doesn't convert that pride into simplicity. Hazrat Aisha, after all, was Hazrat Aisha. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah give the Aishas of today also that ability and that strength, and Allah give it to us also. She says immediately, فَنَزَعْتُهُ. It was a brand new outfit. I wore it for the first time. I took it out immediately, there and there. فَتَصَدَّقْتُهُ. I gave it in sadaqah. My father Abu Bakr told me, عَسَىٰ أَن يُكَفِّرَ ذَلِكَ. We hope from Allah, inshallah, this little charity of yours will become the means of pardoning your sin and entrance into Jannah. Instantly labbayk to the orders of Allah and Allah's Rasul. One side Abu Bakr disapproves of it. She removes it immediately and it is given in charity. Allah ta'alu alayya wa'atuni muslimin. This woman was shocked. She was left without words. Ya Allah, who is this? She assembles all her ministers. قالت يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في أمري ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون. She gathers them. Oh my ministers, assist me in this problem of minds, in this plight of minds, in this predicament of minds. ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون. I am not going to come to any conclusion until you are not going to assist me in what steps should be taken. I absolutely have no idea how to handle the situation. My whole kingdom, does this person want to snatch my kingdom? Is he after my wealth? What does he want? We find Mashwara is from among the divine orders of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to Nabi alayhi salam. Although Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to receive wahi from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and he was guided in every aspect of his life, then to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, and make mashwara with your sahaba. Why? By making mashwara with your sahaba, this will give them courage also. They will feel they are part and parcel of the whole thing also. And finally Allah will put the correct thing in your heart. With mashwara comes the help of Allah. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ, when you came to a conclusion, فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Now put your reliance on Allah, and whatever decision has been made, leave it to that, Allah's help will come. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions amongst the qualities of the chosen servants of Allah, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ, that they discuss their affairs amongst themselves. The ulama have written great virtues and benefits of mashwara, not only pertaining to matters of deen, but even in our domestic affairs, pertaining to things at home, regarding the shop. We should gather our children, if they are grown up, the husband and wife with the children, call our brother and sister, let us make mashwara, thereafter to read this dua, Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina wa a'idhna min shururi anfusina. Oh Allah, inspire on our hearts what is good for us and protect us from the evil of our nafs. Let us not look at our own ease and comfort when it comes to the aspects of deen. Let us look at the good of and the betterment of deen. And Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina. You inspire the right thing on the Amir's heart or whoever is made responsible of the mashwara. By doing so, inshallah, Allah will give us the correct thing also. And if perchance some wrong comes out of that, then there's a constant consolement that we made mashwara, and after mashwara this came out. So inshallah, they will be good in whatever happened. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who had been given so much knowledge, then too he is to gather the sahaba ikram and is to take mashwara from the sahaba ikram. Now the Quran teaches us the etiquette of mashwara. When she assembled them and she asked them, how should I tackle Sulaiman? How should I challenge him? Should I combat him? Should I prostrate before him? Should I give in? What should I do? What did they mention? قَالُوا نَحْنُ أُولُو قُوَّةٍ وَأُولُو بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْكِ فَانْظُرِي مَاذَا تَأْمُرِينَ. We are people of might and strength. We have great power. And if you so wish, we are ready to challenge him. Of course, they based it on what she told them regarding Sulaiman alayhi salam. They have not seen Sulaiman alayhi salam. They are unaware that he is a Nabi of Allah. They are unaware that his kingdom is not limited to insan, but it extends to jinnat and the animal kingdom. And they are unaware that he has the help of Allah with him. He is not any ordinary king or ruler of this dunya. So they mention, نَحْنُ أُولُو قُوَّةٍ وَأُولُو بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ. We have might and strength and power. And if you so wish, we are ready to challenge him. There is no problem, there is absolutely no difficulty with us. But, وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْكَ فَانْذُرِي مَاذَا تَأْمُنِينَ. We hand the affair to you. We are ready. باقی فیصلہ آپ کا ہے. So if someone asks us a mashwara, wherein some task is to be given out, I am ready to carry out the task. From on my part, there's absolutely no problem, but the decision is yours. If you want, no problem, and if you don't want, no problem. But if you want it to happen, then rest assured from my side, there's no reservation. This is the etiquette of mashwara. If someone asks us to do something, or he wants to do something in which he needs our assistance, most definitely, I will do it willingly. But the choice is yours. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Al-mustasharu mu'tamanun. That person who is asked mashwara, this asking of him, he has been asked mashwara, this is an amanat that has been placed on his his shoulders. In other words, Allah is aware that are you giving that person that mashwara which is good in your mind, or are you giving him the wrong mashwara and telling him that is the right mashwara so that he can get trapped up and he can burn his fingers and he can get involved. Allah forgive us today, that zamana is there, what is in the heart is not coming out on the tongue, what is in the tongue is not in the heart. Today, that is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, اِسْتَعِينُوا عَلَىٰ قَضَاءِ حَوَائِجِكُمْ بِالْكِتْمَانِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ ذِي نِعْمَةٍ مَحْسُودٍ. Times are bad, whenever you do any ni'mat or you have any ni'mat, then keep it a secret and do it quietly, don't reveal it to anyone, because every possessor of ni'mat is been targeted with evil eyes. In Arabic, there's a beautiful saying that goes, يَكْفِيكَ مِنَ الْحَاسِدِ أَن يَغْتَمَّ وَقْتَ سُرُورِكَ. It is sufficient to render someone jealous if he mourns on your happy occasion. It is sufficient to render someone jealous that he is jealous of you or whatever the case may be, if he is sad on your occasion of joy. This is sufficient to call such a person jealous. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that that person who has been asked mashwara, Al-mustasharu mu'tamanun. Don't say, no, this is no obligation on me. I can give him whatever I want to. He ask me, no one. No, no. This is an amanat. Your Muslim brother, it is his right to ask you. And when he has asked you, if you feel you have the knowledge, then go ahead and tell him what is correct. That is why it comes regarding Sahaba Ikram, aqalluhum takallufan. When it came to the matters of deen, they were very clean. They were very genuine. They were very honest. They feared no one. They feared nothing. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu went with his brother to Yemen to propose. When he came to the house to propose, he knocks on the door. When he meets his future father-in-law-to-be, he introduces himself in these words. He says, Ana Bilalun wa hadha akhi. I am Bilal and this is my brother. Listen to what I have to say. Abdani min al-Habsha. We are two slaves that come from Abyssinia. Kunna dhalina fahadana Allah. We were astray, Allah guided us. Kunna abdain fa'ataqana Allah. We were slaves, Allah made us free. In tankahuna falhamdulillah. If you give me the hand of your daughter in my nikah, then alhamdulillah. Wa in tamna'una fallahu akbar. And if you refuse, then too alhamdulillah, Allah is the greatest. Khalas. No kairas, no formalities. This is my reality. I was astray, Allah guided me. I was a slave, Allah made me free. I am an Abyssinian and this is my brother. If you want to give me your daughter, well and good. You don't want to, well and good. This, unfortunately, that is takallufat in our lives. These formalities and these customs which we think is deen is wallah not deen. That is why today we can't make walima. Why? Because we have to invite everybody. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made walima. How did Nabi make walima? The Sahabi Anas radiallahu anhu says, he put the dastarkhan down, there was some kajur there was some milk there, and there was some cheese. And he told me, oh Anas, go and call. I used to call 10 people, they used to come and they used to eat and they used to go. He used to tell me, oh Anas, come and call some more. Another 10 people used to come. In that manner, wallah, over 300 people came and ate from the dastarkhan of my Nabi and they went away. Why? Simple, straightforward to protect the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Today, because of our formalities and our customs, we deprive ourselves of the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. We can't keep the walima, we have to keep the function 2 weeks later because so and so can't make it. Now after the couple meeting in seclusion, after 3 days have left, then walima no longer remains walima. Now it is a get together and it is feeding people. But the sunnah of walima has been defeated. If inshallah we will destroy these customs gradually with muhabbat, explaining to people, then you will see that inshallah deen will progress and prosper in our communities. So these were basic points pertaining to mashwara, a very important aspect of deen. On one occasion, Sahaba Ikram was seated, and if it wasn't for mashwara, the azab of Allah was to come. When one decision was taken. Anyway, she presents this before them, and as they were making mashwara and they were contemplating over the matter, she herself comes to some understanding and she says,
قالت إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة وكذلك يفعلون.
The usual practice of kings is that when they enter any town, they come with great might, power and force, and they destroy all kingdoms that are smaller to them. And وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة, they will come and they will dishonor everyone. They will come with their own matlab, and from the looks of it, from what I gauge from the letter of this person, perhaps he also has some ulterior motives and is after my money. I don't know if you people agree with me or not. This is she's discussing to them. First she told them to make a mashwara, like many times you say, what do you feel? And after that the person responsible himself says, no, wait, I think I know what I should do. So she says, no, I think that this person here is, he's got some intentions of my money. Let's do this, prepare some beautiful presents and gifts. Let's send it to him. If he enjoys that money and enjoys the present, then we know he's a matlabi, he wants money, we'll give him money and we'll keep him quiet. But if he doesn't want this money of mine, then rest assured, he is a Nabi of Allah and we will have no option but to accept it. Very, very intelligent woman. The Mufassirin have written, Allah has blessed her with great intelligence. What a beautiful plan she planned, and from before she made up her mind that if this is the Nabi of Allah, then there is no way I can challenge her. The magicians in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when they came and they were about to drop their sticks, first they asked Fir'aun, أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ, that if we will defeat this Musa, then will we have any recompense, will we have any reward? So Fir'aun said, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ إِذَنْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ, I will make you from amongst my close ones. Anyway, they came, أَلْقُوْمَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, drop whatever you want to drop.
فَأَلْقَوْ حِبَالَهُمْ وَعِصِيَّهُمْ وَقَالُوا بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ,
they dropped their sticks and whatever they had, and to flatter Pharaoh they said, بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ, in the name of the honor of Fir'aun, our Lord, our King, our God, inna la nahnu al-ghalibun, we are going to dominate and Musa will be defeated. They had mastered magician and they were real genuine, they had mastered this jadu and black magic and they were genuine magicians. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came,
فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى,
Allah says, after all, he was human. And when he seen that the people were impressed by the performance of the magicians and they were already inclining towards them, a sense of fear crossed his heart. Ya Allah, they are already convinced. Now I have to convince them double because they are already impressed by what these people did.
فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفًا,
the feeling of fear crossed the heart of Musa. We told him from the sky via wahi, قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ, O Musa, nothing to fear, nothing to grieve, nothing to worry. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى, the help of Allah is with you and you will dominate.
فَأَلْقَى مُوسَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ,
Musa drops his stick and suddenly it swallows everything. When the magicians recognize this miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, very intelligent also, immediately they made out, this wasn't magic, this was some divine miracle. This wasn't the magic that we are learning and teaching and confusing people with.
This is not black magic, this is not jadu. This is something else. Without any delay on their part, without investigating the matter, without making further inquiries, the Quran says, وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. First they drop their sticks, then they drop their necks before Allah. Pehle lati dal di, fir sar dal diya. First they drop their sticks to challenge Allah, then they drop their heads to acknowledge the greatness of Allah. Ibn Kathir says, in that sajda, Allah revealed Jannat and Jahannam before them. Likewise, this woman, the similarity that I'm linking between the two episodes is, that this woman says, if he doesn't accept our gift, then he is the Nabi of Allah, there is no need to challenge him. If we are challenging him, we are inviting problem. وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. This is exactly what she says. And I'm going to send some presents to him, and I'm going to see how my messenger is going to return. What is his approach? Is he thrilled with my dunya? And when he is informed of my kingdom, is my kingdom more to his? The books of hadith, the books of tafsir have written that she prepared 100 male slaves, 100 female slaves, dressed them in the best of garments, 100 bricks of gold and silver. This is, the commentators unanimously agree that she prepared this. These gifts were prepared and they were placed on beautiful camels and horses, and then she commanded her messengers that now go to this person and make inquiries, go and present these gifts to him on behalf of me and tell him that I have received your letter. And this much is also written that she answered the letter, but what she answered is not written in the books of tafsir. I looked into 3-4 tafasir, but I could not come across what was written in this reply. But this much I have found by the commentators, that she replied this letter, she takes these presents, the messengers take these presents, this gift is brought to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Let us wait and see when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, do these gifts reach Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and when he is informed of these gifts, what is his approach? Does he welcome these gifts? Is he obsessed by the things of this dunya? And when these messengers come to the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam and the throne of Sulaiman alayhi salam, what was in their hands and what they seen was a difference. They thought they brought something, but when they seen what Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had was something else. We'll make a full stop there and we'll put a question mark. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability of implementing the advices of the Quran into our lives. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the true muhabbat of the Quran. May Allah grant us the understanding of the Quran. Allah forgive, today we have been deprived of the wahi, the barakat of wahi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions in the hadith, إذا تركت الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر حرمت بركة الوحي. When my ummah will stop inviting towards good and forbidding evil, they will read the Quran, they will translate the Quran, they will commentate on the Quran, but they will be deprived of the nur of the Quran. Allah grant us the nur of the Quran that was found in Sahaba Ikram. All the Sahaba were not Huffaz, but the light in the Quran, what Quran came into their houses and what Quran did to their lives. Today Allah forgive, we read so much Quran, yet it doesn't bring a change into our lives. وآخر الدعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما جاء سليمان قال أتمدونني بمال فما آتاني الله خير مما آتاكم بل أنتم بهديتكم تفرحون. ارجع إليهم فلنأتينهم بجنود لا قبل لهم بها ولنخرجنهم منها أذلة وهم صاغرون. قال يا أيها الملأ أيكم يأتيني بعرشها قبل أن يأتوني مسلمين. قال عفريت من الجن أنا آتيك به قبل أن تقوم من مقامك وإني عليه لقوي أمين. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. فلما رآه مستقرا عنده قال هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكر أم أكفر. ومن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن ربي غني كريم. قال نكروا لها عرشها ننظر أتهتدي أم تكون من الذين لا يهتدون. فلما جاءت قيل أهكذا عرشك قالت كأنه هو وأوتينا العلم من قبلها وكنا مسلمين وصدها ما كانت تعبد من دون الله إنها كانت من قوم كافرين قيل لها ادخل الصرح فلما رأته حسبته لجة وكشفت عن ساقيها قال إنه صرح ممرد من قوارير قالت رب إني ظلمت نفسي وأسلمت مع سليمان لله رب العالمين.
The previous lesson we discussed when Bilqis was informed about Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, and then to test the nabuwat and the prophethood of Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, she sent in his presence few hundreds of slaves with beautiful and handsome gifts to impress Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, or to see whether he was genuinely a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or was he after my kingdom. And I discussed in the previous lesson what presents and what gifts she had prepared and how the slaves came in the presence of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now goes directly to the point on which we ended. What was the approach of Sulaiman alayhi salam when these messengers of Bilqis came into his court?
فلما جاء سليمان قال أتمدونني بمال.
And when the messengers of Bilqis came to Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam with their gifts and their presents, he mentioned at once,
أتمدونني بمال.
Do you want to impress me with your wealth? Do you want to assist me with your wealth? These bricks of gold and silver and these young handsome lads and these young beautiful slaves of yours, do you want to impress me with the wealth and the world and the dunya that you have?
أَتُمِدُّونَنِي بِمَالٍ فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ.
Instead, what Allah has bestowed and endowed and favored and blessed upon me is far more better than what you own. Allah has given me such a kingdom, the thought of which cannot cross your heart and mind. And Allah has not only given me a worldly kingdom, but Allah has given me deen also which you don't have. So my kingdom is much better because my kingdom allows me comfort in this world and the year to come, and the life to come. Your kingdom will only give you benefit, comfort, luxury in this world. And the life to come, if you will continue prostrating before the sun, then there is nothing but doom and destruction for you. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has not only given me deen, He has given me the highest form of deen, and that is nabuwat. If Allah has given a man health, wealth, and Allah has given him deen, then this is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Ya Allah had not only given Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam the wealth of this world, and He had not only given him iman, but He has given him the highest form of iman by making him the Nabi. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, in fact in one riwayat of Jalalain, it is written, when the slaves approached the palace of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, and they were obsessed, they were taken aback by the glory and the kingdom that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him. Bilqis's kingdom was very vast, but it only extended to insan. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam's kingdom extended to insan, jinnat, the animal kingdom. And as they came there, it is written, رَأَوْ دَوَابَ الَّتِي لَمْ يَرَوْ مِثْلَهَا. They seen such animals which they never seen in their life. They were perplexed, they were fascinated. Some of them even hid their presence out of embarrassment, that how can we go and show this man, this is what we got. Look at his kingdom and look at his palace. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam says,
فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَّتِكُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ.
Go you and enjoy the comforts and rejoice over your gifts and your presents and thrill one another and you can enjoy it. Baki, you cannot attract me with this dunya of yours in any way. This is my message to your Malika, to Bilqis, go and tell her. They thought that they are going to come back with good news. Bilqis thought that she will overpower Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam with money. We must understand, dunya, where it is criticized in Quran or hadith or spoken bad about, doesn't refer to the things what we see, buildings or palaces or gold or silver. It refers to every such thing which makes us unmindful of Allah. So if our wife and children make us unmindful of Allah, then in the eyes of the Quran,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًا لَكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ.
Oh, you who believe, some of your wives and your children are not your wives and not your children, instead your enemies. Dunya is not what is around us. Dunya is everything that makes us unmindful of Allah. So if a person has health and a person has wealth and that wealth brings him closer to Allah, then we will say Mubarak to such wealth. Sahaba Ikram had wealth, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu had wealth, and he spent it in the path of Allah to such an extent that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, ma yadurru Uthman ma fa'ala ba'da hadha. Today Uthman's generosity has been so accepted in the court of Allah, and Allah is so pleased with the generosity of Uthman radiallahu anhu, that never mind the wrong that he has committed, he has been pardoned. Even the wrong that he will commit in the future, today's generosity of Uthman has pardoned the sins that is to come in future. So Sahaba also had wealth, but this is what they did with their wealth. Mubarak to such wealth. The Quran says, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. That husband or that wife or those children or those neighbors or that boss or those relatives who make us unmindful of Allah, that is dunya. And they are our enemies. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in one verse of the Quran, Ajib, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِأَعْدَائِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِأَعْدَائِكُمْ. What a ayat. Allah says, I have referred to them as your enemies, and rest assured, I know best who is your enemy. For example, insan will say, he will take an objection, oh Allah, how can you label my child as my enemy? My child loves me and I love my child. My child is fond of me and I am fond of my child. But Allah is saying, you are only looking at the comfort of your child as far as dunya is concerned. I am looking at it as far as your akhirat is concerned. By you obeying your child and bringing the devil box in your house and inviting destruction to you, you are thinking you are pleasing your child, but such a child, number one, you are harming him, and number two, he is not fit to be your child. Allah says he is your enemy. And Allah says, I know best who is your enemy. So don't be deceived by the outward impression, by the outward picture of the whole thing. The reality is what I am telling you. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had the wealth of this dunya, but it did not make him unmindful of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. After all, he was the Nabi of Allah. Anyway, these messengers were returned, and of course, they were disheartened. They lost all the courage and the hope that they thought that they will impress this new king, and they will return with some happy news and glad tidings to their ruler, the Malika Bilqis. Father Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam says with great might and awe, because his kingdom was supported with the help of Allah. His kingdom was backed with the aid of Allah. He wasn't speaking on the grounds of his power. He was speaking on the grounds of the might of Allah. He wasn't making a decision, or he didn't have authority looking at his ministers and looking at his weapons. He was speaking looking at the khazana of Allah. So naturally, the speech that came out of the tongue of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was one of a different nature. It wasn't like any other king of this world. Today he can boast, tomorrow it's a different picture. The person that is ruling over the world can be humble and he can be disgraced, and he has to look how many people are around him, what weapons he possesses before he can make any decision. But Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was speaking on the strength of Allah. He had Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with him. Shasab rahmatullah alayhi writes after this ayah, ارجع إليهم فلنأتينهم بجنود لا قبل لهم بها. الله أكبر. What might he says? This is when Allah is taken, when someone takes Allah on his side. Return back and inform your king, inform your Malika that she mustn't try doing things of this nature again with me. Perhaps when you return back to her with the presents, then she will think that I did not send sufficient presents. So let us double the whole thing. Let us multiply the supply, and we will give him more, and we will impress him with different things. No, tell your Malika, this is what I have to tell her. If she will not come to me, and she will not accept Iman, and she will not give up this idol worship, فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّهُمْ بِجُنُودِ اللَّهِ قِبَلَ لَهُمْ بِهَا. We will come with such an army that she has absolutely no chance to challenge or to combat this army in any way. Tell her she must forget about it. She mustn't even give it a second thought. She mustn't even contemplate over the matter. Once you get back there, she must pack her bags and come away in simple words. وَلَنُخْرِجَنَّهُمْ مِنْهَا أَذِلَّةً وَهُمْ صَاغِرُونَ. And she is better off leaving her place, her birthplace, her kingdom with izzat and honor. Otherwise I will come there and I will take her out of her kingdom, snatch her kingdom away from her, and she will be driven out of her own birthplace with force. Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, no king has the authority of speaking like this. This can only be said and this can only be mentioned when someone is backed with the aid and the assistance and the help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, like Allah mentions one of the qualities of Allah, وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. Allah says, when I want to destroy any nation, then I don't see how this decision of mine will be interpreted by insan. It can be the greatest king of this world. If before he makes a decision, he will think that if I'm going to do this, what will England say? What will America say? What will the Europe say? What will the Muslim state say? This decision of mine, if I make it, how is the public going to see it? How are my ministers going to look at it? How will the parliament view this whole view, this particular decision of mine? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, when I destroy, I don't think second time I destroy, and I destroy in such a manner, كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا أَلَا إِنَّ ثَمُودَ كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ أَلَا بُعْدًا لِثَمُونَ. I destroy them as though nations of that name never existed. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam on his iman,